Well, we have returned for this final segment this morning on October 27th, where I first want to take an opportunity to wish a very happy birthday to my son, Hunter. And we will also be reminding you about an excellent free activity that's coming up. But we want to welcome back our friends from AARP Connecticut. We're going to be talking about everything you need to know regarding voting and the upcoming election on Tuesday, November 5th, although even as we speak, you can ready yourself for voting due to the fact that early voting is in place. We'll beginning get into this conversation in just a moment, but we want to remind you that the SBA Connecticut District Office, the Connecticut River Valley Chamber of Commerce, and Goodwin University are hosting a free Veterans Business Resource Fair Wednesday, November 6th from 8 to 12:30 at Goodwin University in East Hartford. That fair is really for any veteran anywhere within the sound of our voice, and it's going to feature a lender panel discussion, educational sessions, and business resource booths for the veteran community, as well as family and friends. So you don't have to be a veteran to go. If you're a family member or a friend of a veteran who might want to learn more, you're also welcome at this event. You can connect with a variety of organizations offering services and support for veterans, from employment assistance to healthcare resources. And if you need help with your business plan or other business activities, you can learn about no-cost business counseling from SBA Resource Partners. To get registered for free, you just need to visit the Connecticut River Valley Chamber website events page, which is crvchamber.org/events. All right. So our friend Nora Duncan is with us from AARP Connecticut. She is a regular voice here on the award-winning For the People. And today we may be arguably talking about one of the most important election days of our lives. That's coming up Tuesday, November 5th. However, your a possibility of getting registered if you're not and casting your ballot as early as possibly today is now available in the state of Connecticut. There are also a lot of other things you need to know, including a little bit of additional background on the constitutional question that every ballot in the state of Connecticut will be asking voters to weigh in on. Nora, good morning. How are you doing?
I am great, John. Thank you for having me, and happy birthday, Hunter.
Thank you. So you mentioned before we went on the air that you've been doing a lot of talking to politicians about policy issues, but not a lot of talking, not as much talking about elections. But one of the key conversations that AARP Connecticut had with some politicians were the candidates in the 5th District. I understand you just had a very enlightening and enlivening forum with our 5th District candidates that folks can go on Facebook and watch.
Yeah, it was, you know, there's not been that many opportunities to hear or see the 5th Congressional District candidates at the same time. So I was very pleased that the both candidates, former state senator and the challenger, George Logan, and current Congresswoman Johanna Hayes, they both agreed to be on a forum with AARP. It was a telephone forum where we were able to call out to our members and people were able to call in. But also, it's on Facebook. It's on AARP Connecticut's Facebook page. So anyone in the 5th Congressional District who is going to cast their ballot can hear from both candidates about issues that are important to people 50 plus and their families. So Medicare, Social Security, retirement savings, age discrimination, prescription drugs. These guys talked about all of it. And this way you get to hear from the candidates. It wasn't a debate, it was a forum, but in their own words on these issues. So I was really, I was pleased that the candidates accepted, and I was pleased that we were able to basically give this civic opportunity for engagement to anyone interested in tuning in.
Yeah, I was thrilled a couple of years ago to be asked to be on a journalist's panel moderating and asking questions to those two candidates. This year, obviously, is the rematch and is really elevating itself to one of the top congressional races in the entire country.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, 2 years ago, it was, I think it was around 2,000 votes, but it was less than 1% of the ballots cast that made the difference in Jahana Hayes winning that election. And, you know, it's just as close this year. So everybody's vote counts. I know sometimes people think they don't, but when you're deciding by less than 1% who is going to be the congressperson for the next 2 years, it really is every vote counts.
So without further ado, let's roll into our agenda because we've got a lot to talk about to help people get ready for their experience of voting. You know, I was listening to somebody talking, a musical artist a few weeks ago, and he got into a little bit of a conversation about the privilege of voting. And the way he put it was, aside from laying down one's life for one's country here in America, the next most important way that you can honor the country and your citizenship is to vote. So we're moving forward with this as a paramount importance, and we hope everyone will get involved. And especially if you have friends or relatives that are elsewhere in the country and you have the opportunity to maybe call them or email them or hit them up on social and just say, you know, hey, not sure if you know that Tuesday, November 5th is election day, but please don't forget to vote. It doesn't matter who you vote for. It really just matters that you exercise that privilege because more and more we see other places on this earth where that privilege is being, snuffed out or altered or diluted. And it's still a fantastic way to do your American duty by voting. So first and foremost, we have passed voter registration deadline, which was Friday, October 18th. But Nora, what can you tell people about how they can still get registered and cast their ballot?
Yeah. So you can actually do same day registration in Connecticut. And since we now have for the first time in 2024, early in-person voting, you can actually register to vote now through Sunday of next week and on election day. I want to make sure people know Monday, November 4th, there is no voting in person. So, but yeah, you can still go ahead and do same day registration if you are new to the state, right? You just haven't gotten to it. If you moved, if you just haven't registered to vote before and you feel like this is the year, and yes, this is your, you know, a right that we have as Americans, you just do one favor for me. The registration places are different sometimes than the voting places. So you're going to want to check with your registrar of voters for designated locations so that you don't show up at the wrong place, especially if you're in a time crunch. Just be planful. Check the registrar of voters, aarp.org/CTVotes. We have every link possible you're going to need to plan for how to cast your ballot.
Mm-hmm. And folks can also they can also cast an absentee ballot.
Yeah, I do. You can cast an absentee ballot if you meet absentee voter rules, which right now there are reasons that you can legally claim an absentee ballot. So it's not just because I feel like it, right? You have to be not able to get to the polls for very specific reasons on election day. That said, you know, the closer we get to election day, the more likely it is that your absentee ballot might not get there on time, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So mail it. You can drop boxes
right.
Still.
That's the beautiful part.
That is the beautiful part. You know, you've got to just watch the calendar, know the rules. You know, you can request an absentee ballot as late as close of business on the 4th, but you've got to have your plan to get it back there to the Dropbox or your registrar in person.
Sure. And they will also afford you the opportunity to apply for, receive, and then cast an absentee ballot all in the same visit to your town clerk's office.
I can't tell you how helpful the registrar of voters and town clerks are in just explaining to people what the rules are. So if you feel you go to my website, aarp.org/CTVotes, you can, like I said, click on all these things. But just this is one of those times where it's just go local and ask the question where, you know, how I do this. Make sure you're in the right place. Make sure you know where the Dropbox is. All those good things. And remember, you can walk in during these in-person early voting times, which are pretty generous. And, the polls are open every day for the rest of this week. So, you know, if you're going to show up there, you might just want to think about going and voting early if you can.
Yes. And if folks are worried about the security of their absentee ballot because they need to drop it after hours or over the weekend in one of the absentee ballot drop boxes, right now all of these boxes are monitored by cameras by law, and they are stationed in very visible locations outside of municipal centers in all of Connecticut's 169 towns and cities, and possibly in other locations as well. So as you pointed out, this may be one of the most, if not the most impactive election days coming up on Tuesday, November 5th. But it also seems to me that it is an election season where the ability to cast a ballot is easier and in many ways more simple and convenient than ever. So there really is no excuse to cast a ballot. And speaking of no excuses, what folks are going to see on that ballot is a constitutional question. Can you brief us on that?
Yeah, sure. So the reason we can vote early is because 2 years ago on Election Day, and we voted as a state to have the General Assembly move forward with rules for early in-person voting. This is a constitutional issue in Connecticut. And so this year, 2 years later, we are facing another question, which is whether or not the state of Connecticut will go ahead and move forward with changing our laws so that people can vote no excuse absentee. So that would mean you don't have to say, well, I was out of town, or I'm ill, or I'm disabled, you know, the variety of options that legally are why you can absentee ballot. Now, this would be no excuse absentee balloting. So you're going to be asked yes or no, whether or not you want the state of Connecticut to move forward with the change to the Constitution. And, 2 years from now, John, we may be having a conversation just like this one, but about no excuse absentee balloting as well.
I also want to squeeze in the fact that if you have a loved one or are caring for or friends with someone in a nursing home, as we broadcast this on the 27th, there is still an opportunity for you to apply for and complete an absentee ballot and to assign someone to bring your ballot back to the town clerk, much like is already allowed by law for folks who are in the hospital.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you live in a nursing home or an assisted living facility, you have rights. Okay. You have the right to vote. And in a law that was passed in 2024, nursing home residents who apply for an absentee ballot within 6 days before the polls may choose to a designee to deliver that ballot. But it's interesting that you mentioned this because I talked about going to AARP Connecticut's Facebook page to watch the fifth congressional district candidates. On Thursday, the 24th, I did a Facebook Live that is also on that same Facebook page for AARP Connecticut with Connecticut's long-term care ombudsman, Mairéad Painter. This was the topic of that Facebook Live. And there are also just a lot of links there about the rights of nursing home residents, long-term care facility residents. And also, I think, John, you know, this whole issue with being able to vote early now, has helped caregivers. So I may, you know, I may have a family member in a nursing home, and previously that family member may have wanted me to bring them to the polls on election day. And that might have been tough for me because I have my own job, family, need to vote, et cetera. But now, you know, we can plan 2 weeks in advance to get that person to the polls if they're able to go to the polls. So I think about this early in-person voting, which has been extremely popular, as helping not just those who work long hours or have, you know, a lot of commitments or maybe work out of town for half of the week, but for those of us who are caring for people who want to get to the polls and who are able to vote in person if they, you know, physically and mentally, but just maybe struggled with it when it was just on election day before.
Yeah. We've just got about a minute and a half or so left. Sure. So we do want to remind people who may have a permanent disability that you can apply for a permanent absentee ballot with a letter from your healthcare provider. And most importantly, if you're one of those folks who likes to just make it happen on election day and show up at the polls and get in on all the real energy and excitement that election day offers, Nora, just quickly review the ID requirements for folks. We've got about a minute.
Yeah, sure. So yeah, election day is fun. You know, a lot of action. Driver's license or photo ID is not actually required to vote in Connecticut unless you're a first time voter. You know, you'll be asked to show identification at the polls, but you may also be able to sign an affidavit attesting to your identity. So if you're a first time voter, though, the ID, current valid driver's license, non-photo ID, utility bill, bank statement that shows your name and address, very important. But I say I love voting on election day. I also recognize that we need to plan, and now we have a better opportunity. But just make sure, I think my parting words was be prepared. Know the where, when, and how to vote now on election day, and understand that we have that constitutional amendment question about no excuse absentee balloting. So make sure you vote on that.
Good. AARP Connecticut offers great resources on their website. You can reach it by going to aarp.org/Connecticut/election-voting-guide, or just go to aarp.org/Connecticut and find the button for the election voting guide. And you can review all this information. Please visit their Facebook page to hear the 5th District Audio Forum and to hear Nora's talk in regards to privileges for folks who may not be able to get to the polls. Nora Duncan with AARP Connecticut, thank you so much. Have a great election day and lead up to it. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.